Good morning, everybody. This is P with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news. Seattle's talk. We got, man, I'm telling you what. This is going to be a fun show. It's been a while, and I haven't been able to get these guys in here because mostly because Ole has been eating too much Norwegian chocolate.
It's true.
But we got
Lutefisk.
Yeah, Lutefisk. We got the Backwest Propane boys back, and it's going to be a fun show. We got Derek Grice and Ole Draglund, right?
Yeah. Did I get that right?
You always say Ole.
What did you say? Ole. Ole. Ole.
So here's the deal with my name. O-L-Y fixes the Ole problem.
Ole.
Right?
Yeah.
Ole.
Yeah.
So, like Olympia.
But there was something you talked about, a haircut with a square head. What was that?
Yeah. Norwegians, they call them square heads. So,
square heads. Okay.
So in Ballard, when that was all Norwegians, they would say, you know, how much for a haircut? And they'd say, oh, $4, dollar aside. Ouch.
I didn't say that, guys.
He's 100%.
That was from Ole over there.
Yeah, yeah, I can get away with it. And I was thinking, isn't it five just now because of Norwegian? But then your face is not a side to cut. See? You can tell I'm Norwegian.
You can't grow facial hair.
Oh, that's too All right. Well, we're going to have a good talk today. These guys are the soothsayers, like I always said. And it's good to have you guys back. I really appreciate
Thanks for having us, man.
So we're going to talk all about propane. So. And I'll give you guys their phone number and things like that. I'll tell you what, you know, we've done a lot of shows in the past. I mean, I know you guys, a lot of you guys have natural gas, but in my opinion, propane, it actually is better. It's more efficient, burns better, and maybe we'll find out if it's even cheaper than natural gas these days. So let's talk first. So, Ole, what's going on out in the marketplace these days?
Well, propane's up a little bit right now. About 20%.
Why is that? What's going on?
Well,
is it a tariff thing or?
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow. I don't know. Yeah. No, I just, you know, typically in the summertime, it's a little cheaper than it is. I don't really know the answer. Derek might have.
Derek, you're the science guy. Bill Nye, the science guy. What's going on with that?
So we watch what's typically called the national inventory build, and that's kind of the driver. And so normally the inventory build increases substantially during the summer.
Is this like the non-heating new build season. Starts and all the stuff that's going on with growth?
Okay. Yeah, and so with that, the prices will historically drop July and August, and then but right now it's kind of a funny situation. Exports they can. As of, I think, 3 years ago, Washington State started to export propane.
Where are they exporting it to? Norwegian.
A lot to Europe.
No. They got plenty of propane.
Okay.
Lots of other parts of Europe. And so they can put it on a barge, you know, for 33 cents a gallon, still make another 10 cents over there.
Oh, really?
So basically, when you multiply that times, you know, millions of barrels, then it pans out for them. But, okay. So unfortunately,
it is kind of a tariff thing. More of the sex.
We need to get a ship.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. We do that.
You guys got all the trucks. You need to move to the shipping industry. I could just see that a big PacWest on the side of the ship.
That would be cool.
Actually, would be cool.
Yeah. Someday.
But I got to get the maiden voyage when you're going over to Europe.
Yeah,
you
got
to invite me. Okay, so that's really the exports and things are kind of driving because. Okay, well, what is it? If you guys are as prognosticators, does that mean that coming in the wintertime, it's going to even be more than it is now?
It typically is. It's just I don't think we're going to have as big of a swing this coming winter because there's not much of a swing to be had, you know. But
Ole, where's the price been like compared to like a year or two ago?
20% higher.
Is it
20?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it has not gone down.
About 20 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was going to mention, too, is that last year in August, we were already into wintertime pricing. So everybody that waited, and that's normally what you do. You wait till July, August, you call in. I had people calling in and saying, all right, I'm ready for my yearly fill-up. And then, you know, when you give them the price, and they're like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I ain't taking that price. And they call around a little bit. And they call back, oh, okay. I guess that's the way it is.
You guys actually, price is the best.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that was, you know, because of the hurricane that happened and all that kind of good stuff.
And we do a lot to try and protect our customers and plan in advance for our customers. So, like, we're constantly looking out into the future for possible pre-buys. Or are we going to continue buying on the spots the next winter?
Well, Derek, so... Because I know a lot of this, you talked about pre-buy, and there's a whole complex financial market based on that. I'm sure you, you like really like that kind of stuff because it deals with a lot of the hedge and all that kind of stuff. But what do you tell them about what this pre-buy thing is and how does it control pricing for them?
Well, you know, if pre-buy looks to be advantageous, then we basically we have to go out and secure a set number of gallons. Likewise, talk with the customers that may want to do that, and then they have to commit to a certain amount of gallons.
So, do you contact your customer base and say we're thinking about doing a pre-buy? Is that how you did, or
you know what we did a couple winters ago, just as a courtesy to our customers, was we went out and we did a pre-buy ourselves. And it helped us keep our pricing more stable locally versus us trending with the spots, you know, with
what
with
was I mean with your competitors, what was happening with price swings versus you guys stabilizing prices?
You know, I think that particular year, it's that's why it's almost like gambling, if you will, because
it's like a commodity market.
The bottom dropped out of the market that year, and so we basically It's very tough. We basically had to move out and wash out some of that product.
Just so you guys ended up losing to try to get your customers.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to Vegas.
Yeah, you play with propane.
Yeah.
That's the other gambling market.
Yeah, so if the bottom drops out of the market, you lose 20 cents.
I don't deal in chips. I deal in gas.
Yeah, I buy. Don't buy.
You're the buy high, sell low kind of guy?
Yeah, but no, it...
So we try to make those decisions behind the scenes to help out our customers.
But the whole idea is you're trying to help, right?
Well, if because when it gets cold, and I mean if they get a cold winter on the East Coast and all the gas is being taken there, then the prices can skyrocket. And so by doing a pre-buy, then you know our price will stay the same pretty much all winter long because our cost is the same. And so, you know, the next fill isn't going to be, you know, a buck a gallon higher or 50 cents or anything like that. So it's really good for the customer.
Yeah, that's good. If you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM. Sales News, Sales Talk. We're just starting a discussion with PacWest Propane. We were talking about kind of stabilizing prices, where things are. If you have propane or thinking about getting it, we'll get into all this stuff. But you can check out this show, too, at MyNorthWest.com. /Home Matters. They'll be up there in podcast in perpetuity. So what do you guys, is this a maybe too early to ask? Or are you guys thinking about doing a pre-buy for this one?
Still a little bit too early. By now we would have already pulled a plug typically, but we're talking to a couple of the refineries suppliers.
Kind of see what might go
and on. I'm spot checking every couple of days right now, and we're really trying to decide what's going to happen.
Do you have like these big, huge mathematical models on an Excel spreadsheet? Or
not fancy.
He's like the scientist over here.
We have a dartboard.
With your head in the middle?
Yeah, pretty much.
You get hit only in the forehead. Yeah. Pre-buy it.
You get a feeling from these the who you're buying from. They can kind of predict a little bit and get a feeling about what it's going to be, you know, for the next winter and things like that. But things can change. Weather, disasters, things like that.
Yeah, it's always a kind of, it's like, well, you said it's gambling. You don't know.
Right.
We get a couple 3 to 5 page reports that are pretty extensive, but that not only
cover expensive.
Washington. Yeah, exactly. That too. They're pretty extensive, but they cover Washington State across the whole U.S., so we can kind of see what the whole U.S. is trending also.
Sounds good. We come back, we're gonna get into some of the stuff we haven't done for a while because they haven't been on the show because they had grown so fast. We may talk about that a little bit, too. Your success was almost your demise. But
ouch.
I'm kidding.
We had to get bigger shoes.
Well, it's because these guys are good, and I'm going to give you their phone number, so make sure you grab a pad and a pencil because you want to talk to these guys. They have fair pricing and do a great job. And I'm going to ask them if they did see Bigfoot, because we talked about that the last show when you were here.
That's right.
With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3, and we got...
And Lauren.
And Lauren over there on the board. She's doing a great job. This is Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Hey, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a good discussion here with PacWest Propane. We got Derek Grison, Ole Dragler. Ole.
Awesome.
You can, I hope you got your pad and paper. I'm going to give you the phone number here later on in the show, but give them a call. You want to call 844-890-1291. So write this down, 844-890-1291. And Ole, are you still answering the phone? I see you got your headset over here.
I am. I am, yep.
Okay. So you still talk from the truck?
No, I haven't been in the truck a lot lately.
Really?
Are
you getting soft now in the office?
I am soft. I am.
We have enough help now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just gets...
So you got other drivers then.
It gets to be too much. You know, it used to be you just called in and...
Do you miss those days?
Yes and no. It's kind of fun. You know, day goes by fast. But so now if you call, you get a menu and it says if you want to, you know, pay a bill or something, you hit...
Oh, you automated.
Well, it's always been there, but we've never used it. And so now you hit one to talk to me for deliveries, and then you hit two and you end up talking to my wife because it was just, you know, you got so many people calling wanting to pay or ask financial questions that it was hard to take care of that.
So is that what you're doing all day long?
So I'm just on the phones. Yeah.
Wow.
Answering emails.
And what do you do, Derek?
John fills in on the phones too.
John. He's still with you guys. That's cool.
Yep.
Are you out? Are you doing like a lot of field investigations and stuff?
Yeah, the more technical field jobs. We just have a lot of permitting.
And you take care of
our compliance. Okay. We have a lot of compliance in our industry.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you're dealing with something explosive.
Yeah.
It's like the world's biggest firecracker on the back of a truck.
And it's just like
people
movies.
Still cut you off every day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that is amazing how you're driving and these cars pull right in. You're thinking, not only am I a big rig, but I'm carrying, you know,
but I could blow you to the moon if we had
that. Please read the side of the mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Be careful out there, guys. Don't cut off PacWest Propane. You can also check these guys out at PacWestPropane.com. You go all over the place, right?
Five counties,
okay. Yeah. So you're getting all the way down to Chehalis, Centralia, Thurston County?
That's kind of our few.
Is that your limit?
Well, we have a couple down there. That's kind of the limit. But
Are you going all the way up to Bellingham?
No. Nope. It's kind of Snohomish is
Snohomish
right in there is our is
and
our
then down
is
through
our,
Olympia.
Yeah.
Down then you're going up to Kittitas.
Kittitas. You know, we go into Ellensburg a little ways. You know, we have a yard and we'll have an office there soon in Cleellum.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We got
Are you guys moving there? Or are you just going to?
No, we've been there
a
long time.
You have.
We have a storage tank there, 30,000 gallon, and a yard, and so. We got a truck that comes out of there because we take care of the pass and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's a lot of people out there that have propane.
Oh, it's cold.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's cold over there. That's the place where you don't want to mess around.
Yeah. So let's talk about, let's get back into some of the stuff we talked about before because it's always good for people to be educated. What's going on in the market as far as like competitors, things people should watch out for, any of the pricing tricks or tactics, because these are all things that, you know, look at your bill, get educated. Maybe you can help them on that, Derek and Ole.
Yeah, Ole can expound on it too after me. But one of the things that I have to encourage folks is to just really go out there and look at the reviews for starters, because nowadays it's like living in a fishbowl, obviously. But, you know, if you go look at Google, Yelp, and Angie's List, and I don't even know if they're proprietary, and we can mention them. But the thing is
no, you can.
That basically we've worked really hard, diligently. Likewise, what folks put on our website to maintain 5 stars across the board, and we intend to keep that out there as long as possible. But if you start looking at some of those, you kind of get kind of a snapshot of what happened, some of the bait and switch tactics out there. And
what are some of those? Let's talk about it again, because you guys haven't been on the show for a while. Some of the listeners are new. What's some of the bait and switch, Ole, that you've seen out there?
Well, I mean, I always get people that call me and say, is that your initial price, when I give them a price?
Yeah.
And a lot of companies will give you an initial price. They sign you up for a year that you have to stay with them. And then, you know, if you ask them what's the price after that, they usually say market price, which, you know, I mean, so let's say you got 99-cent gas the first time. I mean, the next time could be $3.75 a gallon. I had a guy that we got the other day that happened to. He got a great initial price, and then the next
like a commercial price. Do they lock you into a contract? Is that what
they want to lock you in for a certain amount of time.
Okay.
And so, you know, some of them are 2-year contracts, so you get a great price for a year, and then the second year is where you get hit. So,
So what do you guys, Derek, what do you advise people to do? Not get in these contracts? Or what do you say?
And there's really no need to get into contracts. There's enough. Okay. There's enough.
Enough propane to go around.
Yeah. And whether it's us or somebody else, there's independence that will take good care of you.
Yeah.
Not have these additional fees on every delivery.
That's why you look at the reviews, because, you know, sometimes things are too good. I've lost customers because they tell me, well, this company has this great price. And I say, look at the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's anybody, you know, I shop on Amazon a lot. When I find a product, I look at the reviews. And if there's 2,000 good reviews, and I kind of know, well, good reviews don't come easy.
Yeah. You know,
only happy people go away and they play with their kids. Angry people leave a review. So if you have a company that gets good reviews, you got something.
Yeah.
So look at the reviews, because just because they're giving you something now, look how they treat their people, yeah, their customers.
But I want to ask you, though, because, you know, this is the thing that's in everybody's mind. If you just have all 5-star reviews, that's also like, I don't know, do I? So well, have you, I know every company does. Have you ever had a situation where you've had somebody that was unhappy, and how did you guys deal with that?
Yeah, probably once or twice that I can recall, but okay, we worked it out with them. And
so you're proactive.
I used to tell you when we were doing the show all the time that we've never lost a customer. We've lost two.
Really?
Yeah, two. I mean, but, and it was...
That's pretty amazing.
And it was...
They were both bad butts, weren't they?
Well, yeah, but I mean, to say out of, you know, like...
So you really haven't had a situation.
No, and usually you can't, you know, some people... if we ever have a problem, we jump, you know, and so sometimes you just cannot make people happy. And then I had another lady that signed up with us, and the one of them that left was because she went with another company where she says, they're going to lock me in for this amount of time. And I said, please check that company out, because I know for a fact that most people are paying $5 a gallon with them. And she didn't want to hear it. Mm. And so I don't know where she's at now.
She didn't come back to you guys? You probably was too embarrassed.
Well, that's where I would be.
We do get a lot of people call us back.
When I stop out of the room, I don't want to come back, you know. But no, I mean, that's nothing for the amount of customers. And so we keep people happy, and we just take good care of them. We're a service company.
And you know how customer service goes. You know, occasionally there's going to be a miscommunication about something. We're not perfect, and we'll admit it.
That's what I'm looking for.
For instance, we've
met in the middle on a couple situations.
You know, for us, the worst one is you run somebody out of gas. And it just happens every once in a while, and you hate it. But, I mean, we get out immediately and take care of it.
That's what you do about it.
And other companies will take sometimes 3 to 5 days, you know. And when you promise somebody that you're going to keep them full, that's on us. And so we just do what we say we're going to do. That's all.
Cool. We come back. We're going to continue our discussion here with Derek and Ole. I want to ask a little bit about some of the safety aspects installation. You guys had talked off air about permitting and fees. We're going to get into that, because there's some things you guys need to know about this as you go forward. And then Derek, he's got some stuff on his list there he wants to bring up too as well, which is good. So with that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete. Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. We are here in Seattle. Somewhere. Anyway, Seattle News, Seattle Talk. Dale Lefley's looking out the window.
Well, blue sky,
do you get like a better reference when you're looking out the window?
I was looking, if it was gray, I was going to say Seattle. Blue, no.
Oh, yeah.
Blue,
so. Is it gray out there?
No, it's blue.
Oh, is it? Okay, good. Yeah, it was supposed to be nice today. So, we're discussing, having a good discussion here with PacWest Propane. You can check them out at PacWestPropane.com. Or if you want to, talk to Ole, which I guess you're answering a lot of the phones, and John, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Give them a call at 844-890-1291, 844-890-1291. Even if you have some questions about maybe, you know, some things like what you're paying and pricing now, or if you are under a contract, Ole is not an attorney, but he certainly knows the business, and he can maybe help you out there a bit, too.
I talk to people all day long trying to figure, you know, what they want to do.
And get out of their contracts and all the other stuff that they're...
You just don't know till you know, you know, and a lot of times people don't want to talk to you if you're not buying, so I take the time to talk to people.
So let's get into some of the safety aspects. I know we're dealing with an explosive gas here, and what are things you guys both do, new tank installation, but I'm sure you're doing a lot of change-ups. Is that correct?
That also, correct.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about a little bit, you know, because our listeners are all over the place, but, you know, let's talk, I guess, at the epicenter where we're at here in Cairo. We got King County. How does the you know, how does that all happen? And what's going on out in the industry as far as other competitors putting in tanks? And has there been issues and hazards and things like that?
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about there. But, yeah, basically the King County Fire Marshal, for example, is working very diligently to crack down on safety and make sure, because this is a very potentially very, very safe product if it's all handled correctly.
Okay.
And all of us are supposed to follow guidelines from the National Propane Gas Association, Propane Education and Research Council. So all this basically sets down basic guidelines for us, like the gas check program, for example. What that means is when we come out and when other companies come out, we're all supposed to do something similar, from pressure testing to appliance inspections, yeah, you know, to make sure
that
yep, and make sure everything's safe and on. And that's how we sleep
you guys,
at night.
One question I was had, and I never did ask you guys, do you have to get certifications for handling? And
sure do.
Okay, so yeah, there's a certain amount of education yep, to get certified.
Exactly. Some big companies do it in-house because they're self-insured. Others, like independents like ourselves, use the national educational
okay,
program.
So you guys are both so, certified?
Yep. And so yep, it goes by also by what you do on the job. So
okay, what is that? I mean, I'm assuming your drivers only are certified as well, right?
Correct.
Yeah, because, you know, these guys are out in the field, and we don't own necessarily the tanks always that we're filling. It's customer-owned tank. And so you come out and, you know, sometimes people have rigged up some crazy stuff. Derek saw one time a guy using garden hoses to get his propane out to his chicken farm.
Oh, my
or something.
God,
but,
really?
You know, and so you come out and you got, so you can't have your drivers filling tanks where things aren't right. So, yeah, they got to know.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you about certification process, but in a situation, I know like the garden hose is kind of extreme, but I've seen that's like, wow.
I would have thought it was okay in the past.
Yeah, they're going to suck on this one. Yeah. It's like you're getting out of the water hose.
Yeah.
Does this work like helium?
Yeah. Nope.
Anyway, what, I mean, if there's a situation where they see something, how are your drivers, how do they interact with the customer then?
Well, I mean, we don't allow them to fill them. I mean, we actually have red tags. If it's something that's dangerous and can't be, you know, if there's something off, they call me, they call Derek, usually Derek, because he's the okay, he's the guy that can handle that. And we can send a guy out and have it fixed. If the customer doesn't want to do nothing, we won't fill it, and then we'll red tag, you know, red tag it. You can also sometimes fill the tank if it's, and turn it off and tag it and say this is not allowed to be turned on until the problem's fixed. But there is a process. And
but what do you have to report it to some kind of governing body?
No, we don't.
Okay.
But, you know, when you do fill, you are assuming the liability.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And so basically we'll try to make the necessary repairs very affordable for the folks and get that taken care of. And sometimes it's back up to code. Sometimes it's just eliminating a few leaks.
When you have to do repairs back up to code, like you said, is that a permit that's required, or is it just
no,
knowledge of the code?
Not for most items. Okay. It's a new construction most of the time for the piping permits.
Okay.
But,
I wanted, before we move on with some of the change out and permitting process, and you talked about the fire marshal inspection, I want to get into that. What kind of like training do your drivers go through to get certification? What does that look like?
Well, it's provided by the, he said the name?
Propane Education Research
Council. Yeah, and it's DVDs, and you actually, you go through that. It has to be tested. We have to approve. And
so your drivers have to actually take a test?
Yeah, and it's mm-hmm, and it's scored, and we got to turn that in.
You got to turn it in.
And we got to have copies of that.
Okay.
That, I mean, everything.
So on file for auditing and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Everything in propane is so regulated. And, okay.
Well, it's good, though.
And because when something goes wrong, you know, they really scrutinize what's going on. And if you don't have any certifications and all these things, it's like, well, what were you guys doing? I mean, you know.
Derek, has there ever been like a bad accident in recent history with some explosion or something like
there
that?
There has in most states. But usually our industry immediately, just like with the King County Fire Marshal, he's shared an incident that happened in another state with all of the companies in King County that he works with. And he was very proactive about it, and he shared the incident and the breakdown of the incident. And so basically made sure that everybody was aware of you know, here's a situation that could have been avoided. It usually takes about 2 to 3 different items to go wrong at the same time. So it's kind of hard. There's a lot of safety features, lockout, tagout type, you know, so there's most things are preventable.
The most dangerous times with propane is when you first start the system up or you run out because you're relighting things. And that's why, you know, if you're in an out of gas situation, our guy comes out, fill it. And we like to relight everything. And
why is it dangerous when we relight?
Because that's the only time that things aren't working to spec. Like you have to relight the pilot lights. Normally, those things could run for 30 years straight. I mean, you know, it never shut off. But in an out of gas situation, now you got somebody going in, reading a little tag that says, "Wait 5 minutes, push this button, push this."
Yeah,
and it's delayed ignition.
And it is confusing.
And those are made to be very safe.
Yeah.
But you can still mess it up, and I've seen people take torches and do crazy things. You know,
lose their eyebrows.
Yeah, you know. God. So that, those are just the two times. Other than that, not much goes on. You turn on your range, you turn off your range, you turn your oven on. Yeah, you know. Yeah. So,
and Ole touched on something very important, and we're one of the companies that takes this very seriously. But we also want to make sure that when you run out of gas, it's a true consumption out of gas situation.
Not
it's not a leak somewhere.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we perform another leak test.
We're gonna get into that in the next segment here when we open back up, is like, how do you do leak detection and where leaks typically occur, things like that. So we will be back for the final segment here with Derek and Ole of PacWest Propane. I'm Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. We are back. This is Pete. Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM here in Seattle. Having a good discussion here with PacWest Propane. We got Derek Rice and Ole Reckland. Where's your home office? I know you talked about Clay Ellen, but
Covington.
Oh, it's Covington.
Is our actual office. And then we have the yard in Clay Ellum, and then we just have a yard in Sumner, but that's just basically for our drivers to show up. There's nothing there for the public.
That gives you the 5-county distribution.
Right,
got
right.
It.
Nice spread out.
You guys, give them a call if you are in the market. Now, I know you're doing the big tank for Whole House, but you're doing also tanks for outdoor fireplaces, all that kind of stuff, right? Is that?
Yeah, typically 120-gallon size. Yeah.
Okay. Enough. Yeah.
Or tying into their existing system. You know, to add these, it seems like fire pits and the outdoor barbecue pits, they're kind of taking off. And
yeah, so you're doing all that stuff too, Derek?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. You want to give them a call, 844-890-1291, 844-890-1291. These guys are really, really good to work with. I've known them now for a few years, and even when they grew themselves out of the show, they had to stop for a while. Now they're back. But, you know, the thing about it is you want to work with, you know, people that know what they're doing, stand behind their word. If you want to, you know, go check them out. Don't look so much at the 5-star reviews. Look at what people are saying in the writing. That's the key thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a company like this is just, they do things right. And they will always, you know, you can talk to Ole on the phone. They'll always inform you and tell you the truth. And that's what I love about you guys. All right. Let's go back, Derek. We ended the last segment with about this leak detection. Where do leaks typically occur in a system, and how do you guys find it?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, what we call the first stage of the system outside that goes between the tank and the house, and then there's a whole interior, typically called a mechanical permit, say like a new construction. And so those each go under scrutiny with a specific pressure test, 15 PSI inside, 30 outside. Anyway, so the local jurisdictions, they follow up on those and make sure that those meet their standards before they allow you to proceed with the final connection.
But who's doing the testing on the lines?
It could be your plumber, you know, for the inside, and then us for the outside.
Okay.
But when in the end, we are making the final, what we call a leak test on the system, because after all that's been done, then later you get a regulator and a connection at the tank. You get a regulator and connections at the house. Then you get flex connectors at each appliance out there. Okay. And I've seen flex connectors where they were just hand tight. So an installer, you know, forgot to do one more step before he picked up his tools and left. So as the final person on the system and the person that's now filling the tank, we want to make sure that every customer is safe before everything goes
live. But
are
you guys, you talked about the plumber inside, you outside. I mean, who has the liability for the overall system?
Well, in the end, unfortunately, it becomes us because we're the ones supplying the fuel. Exactly.
Okay.
So say a system isn't even, say it's turnkey, but not all the appliances are done yet. We have to go in and we have to make sure that the ball valves are off and plugged and capped. And there's times where we found that before we got there to where we needed to add some plugs and caps and turn some stuff off.
Now, all of this, I mean, I know, you know, when you're doing new construction or doing tank changeouts, is there a permit on both?
With some jurisdictions, there is.
But who's doing the in the jurisdictions where there is a permit, who does the inspection?
Fire marshals do a lot of the tank inspections.
Okay. And when there's a jurisdiction, like, what's a jurisdiction that doesn't have a permit requirement?
For swap out or new. Well, every jurisdiction basically has a permit required for new, for some of the taller tank sizes, like the 125 gallon or less. Some jurisdictions are not requiring for that. Those tanks can also go up against a dwelling. The rest of the larger vessels, you have the verticals. They also make a lay down horizontal style for that. But anything typically 250 and larger goes 10 feet out from the dwelling and the property line.
Okay. So what about, though, the swap outs? Are they requiring, if you're doing a swap out, does the fire marshal have to come out and inspect those, or how does that work?
There's two jurisdictions that are requiring a permit for that now. Okay. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. What does that run typically now?
Like Kittitas is just a little over 300, 310.
$300.
And then King County, I think they're going to be making some changes and making it more reasonable.
Cost effective.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that, O'Leary? Because that kind of where you're seeing the direction going is more permitting and inspection?
Yes. I mean, that's the way government works, right?
Well, and some of
there's... it's just there's been, you know, safety first, right? So,
yeah.
So somebody's getting eyes on the system. Who knows how it should look, so that it's not left in a state where somebody could have a problem.
And a few of the standards have changed also. So in all fairness to them, and they're, like Ole said, they're being proactive. And safety is one jurisdiction treats trees as combustibles. So now, you know, when you put in a tank, they want you to be 10 feet from a tree. Others don't want you to have any brush. So combustibles in the old days, NFPA 58, used to mean, no gas jugs, no dry pellets, no firewood piles, stuff like that.
So we used to have in the garage. Yeah. Then we all wised up. It's like, that could ignite.
Basically just making sure everything's safe.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. And do you guys, are you doing, I wanted to ask too, let's get back, because, you know, this is always a thing of, when would it make sense for someone to own their own tank versus lease a tank? Either one of you guys?
Well, I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, if you're with a company that you can trust, then...
Lease is fine.
But a problem is people have had so many bad experiences leasing, you know, paying a good price, and then in the middle of the winter, all of a sudden, this winter I had a couple customers, you know, on a tank that, you know, we were like around a couple dollars a gallon, maybe. They were paying $350, $450 a gallon, you know. Mm-hmm. So it don't take long if you buy 400 gallons at $350 a gallon to make a difference.
Bill.
So you can start buying tanks for that kind of money.
What does a tank typically run, like a 250? What is it? When do you?
Why'd you have to say 250? I went blank. a 500 is about 1850 above ground. They have underground tanks too, you know.
Is so that typically like...
Cost of steel just took a 10% hike.
Yeah. With the tariffs.
Yeah.
Back to the tariffs.
Yeah.
But okay, so is a house, like if they're using propane for heating and cooking, is it typically like a 500-gallon tank they're putting in? Is that
well, it, hot water, 26 gallons for 6 to 8 months is not... You know, is about right.
Okay.
Cooking. I'm sorry. Did I say hot water? Yeah. Hot water. You know, I on my place, I was using 26 gallons every 2 months for instant hot water.
I thought you were going to say a day. I thought, man, you're in the shower a lot.
No. He is a pretty clean guy. I did have his daughter that was in the shower for an hour at a time, so that's probably why.
Oh, gosh.
But those two things can be handled pretty simply. And a fireplace with a 120.
Okay.
But you start talking multiple fireplaces, you start talking about the heating of the home.
Yeah.
Then you got to start bumping up. You know,
getting closer to a 500-gallon tank.
Yeah, 250 or 500.
Right.
250 or 500. Okay. What about, let's talk a little bit about, because the whole issue is don't run out, right? Or don't get in a situation where you're not. How does your customer that you're working with, how do they monitor that so that they don't run out? What's the way to handle that?
Well, we keep people on keep full if they want, and then we just set them up for scheduled time.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know?
On usage.
On their gallons.
Well, bigger customers will put a cellular some kind of meter on it where we get it, we actually have it on our phones and email, you know, when they get to a certain
point. So you get an alert from that.
But all our tanks have gauges on top, so you can run out and take a look.
Okay.
And see what the percentage is.
It's just a mechanical gauge.
Yeah, yep. That's it.
Got it. All right. Well, that's cool. So there is a way the customer can check.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like it's pretty rare, you know, people like don't pay attention and then they run out, right?
Yeah, they get a little bit of leeway because we recommend to folks they call us right around 30%. And so they...
I did run out of my house the other day.
You did?
With a truck in my yard.
Oh, my God. That's pretty funny.
So when people call me and they say, I'm so sorry, I go, well,
I just did it
to myself. It's like a mechanic with a bad car. You know what I mean? So
that's too funny, man. Well, guys, as always, it's been an education. I really appreciate it. Derek, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Good to see you again.
Okay. It's always good to see you guys. PacWest Propane. Check them out. 844-890-1291. That's 844-890-1291. They are the place to go for all your propane needs, or go check them out at PacWestPropane.com. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
She's over there on the board. She got another education here in fuel. This is Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk.